I'm here with Alec Coles, the Chief Executive Officer of the Western Australian Museum. Alec, can you tell us why we're here today?
Yeah, we're here to launch the Molecular Systematics Laboratory at the Western Australian Museum's Collections Research Centre down here in Welshpool. This is a really exciting day for us because this is going to revolutionise the kind of work we can do here. Everybody knows about the museum up in Perth or the museum down in Fremantle, but a lot of people won't realise the amount of scientific work that goes on behind the scenes. And down here in Welshpool, we've got scientists working pretty much day and night on the biodiversity of this incredible state, and this is really going to help.
Can I ask you what exactly is a molecular systematics laboratory?
Well, I guess the shorthand is it's a DNA lab. As you'll know, we have we all have our own individual DNA. It's like our own fingerprint, and we also share a lot of DNA together. So by analysing the DNA of different animals that we'll be looking at surveying here, we'll be able to start to understand the relationships between them. And that's the way we discover which species are related to each other, how they evolve, and something that's a particular thing here in WA where, in a sense, we still know so little about the state, we can discover completely new species, and that's something that happens every day here at the WA Museum.
And how did the laboratory come about? How was it funded?
It's been funded through environmental offset funding, and I'm delighted that Rio Tinto Iron Ore have put in something like $1.6 million. That's going to fund the laboratory, it's going to fund some on costs, it's also going to fund somebody to run the laboratory for the next 3 years.
Are there many laboratories like this in Western Australia?
There aren't, and this has been one of the issues that we've had, that whenever we collect new material, we have to put it out under contract to other laboratories. That inevitably introduces a time delay. A lot of this material is collected as part of environmental impact assessments for the resources industry. Obviously, they don't want to wait forever to get those results back. So this is going to mean that we can operate much more quickly, we can control our own destiny in a sense, and actually we can do it much cheaper too.
What organisations will the museum work with in this research?
We're constantly working with researchers and scientists across WA, so that obviously includes all our major universities. It includes the Department for Environment and Conservation, Department of Fisheries, wildlife organisations, the zoo. We work with a whole range of partners in this.
And just finally, can I ask you, what will the people of WA understand as what will be experienced here and what will be discovered?
Well, I think what will be going on here will be a bit like if you watch CSI, that kind of thing, the kind of genetic fingerprinting that goes on. But actually, more important to me is what it means. And the WA Museum is at the forefront of trying to understand the biodiversity of WA. So a huge amount of work goes into creating the collections and then looking at the animals to see, just as I said, how they're related to each other, where we've got new species, how important they are to what can be some very sensitive environments. And people often ask me, what are people doing down here? I say they're saving the world, because actually what they're doing is helping us understand just what the biodiversity resource of this state is, and this is going to be a fantastic step forward in that regard.
We hear the word biodiversity used quite a bit in Western Australia. Are we a particularly biodiverse area of the world?
Western Australia, it's really interesting because, first thing is obviously it's an enormous landmass, so straight away you can imagine there's a lot of different wildlife across a lot of different biomes and habitats living here. But when the early researchers came out, Charles Darwin pitched up in the southwest of WA, and he said it was one of the least interesting places he'd ever seen. And yet, of course, he didn't have the ability and the knowledge at that time of this area that we do now. We now know that Western Australia, and particularly the southwestern part of it, is one of the world's top biodiversity hotspots. And people often think of places like the Amazon, because it's a tropical rainforest, as being hugely biodiverse. We'll start thinking of WA like that as well.
Alec Coles, have you got any other concluding comments to talk in summary about the Molecular Systematics Laboratory that's opening at the WA Museum today?
I think the significance of this event is that, I say, the WA Museum is going to take a huge step forward, in fact many steps forward at once, in terms of being able to research the biodiversity of our state, and I think this puts us at the forefront of this work, and it will only increase, and with the work that is required, particularly in terms of the resources industry, it's going to grow and grow, and it's a really exciting time to be here in WA because we're just going to discover so much more quickly.
Thank you very much.